This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Canada legalized euthanasia, and how is it working out for its citizens? You be the judge. A woman we'll call Kat suffers from a chronic genetic disorder and wants to live, but she's unable to access health care and can't pay for it on her own. Yet the so-called healthcare system will pay for euthanasia. Alan Nichols died by euthanasia even though he wasn't terminal. His family begged doctors to reassess him based on his chronic depression. They refused, but provided euthanasia. Donna Duncan also died by euthanasia, but wasn't terminal. She didn't receive appropriate care for her injuries after a car accident, so she asked for euthanasia to end her suffering. This is what happens when euthanasia is legalized. It turns into an out-of-control menace to patients desperately seeking health care.
Like us on Facebook at Life Issues and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.